This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown jingle. You want to sing it, Michael? The Talk Radio Countdown.
I like it. It's very good. We need a jingle.
We need another. Yes, we need a little Christmas and we need a little jingle.
Quick jingle. What show did that come from?
What? Which one?
We need a little Christmas? Yeah.
We need a little Christmas. No, I don't remember. What did it come from?
MAME. It was November, and they went broke, and they wanted to cheer themselves up, MAME and her staff of loyal servants.
Really?
It was during the Depression when the stock market crashed, so they bring out the holly. It was a Christmas song that was when there wasn't Christmas, and it's become a Christmas classic.
Yeah, wow, it sure has. And Mitch Miller and the Sing-Along Gang. Did that. Well, we're really dating ourselves for that. Michael Harrison is here.
I remember Scott Joplin used to play it when he came to town.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people that have made it this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To introduce you to Mr. Harrison, basically I'm an introducer. I'm like Tom Bergeron. I just introduce people for a living. I wish I was making the kind of dough that he did.
I was good at it.
Did you? Oh, he's.
I didn't mean it that way. I think Tom Bergeron is one of the most talented people at doing nothing.
Yes.
He does it with great aplomb.
He does. Yeah, he's been very, very good. He started, he's a guy from Haverhill, Massachusetts, up the road from me. And whenever I've ever talked to him, it's always been about our Massachusetts roots. He was very smooth. He was on many radio stations here, started doing a local TV show when he was in his early 30s, and now at the age of 65, he's probably done some of the best television work in that genre of anybody who's been in the medium. So now the question is, what does he do? What does he doesn't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. So what does he do? He doesn't want to do a game show. I bet you he could do a talk show, though.
He probably could. You have to be smart to do what he does. I mean, the way he used to do America's Funniest Home Videos, that show is nothing more than walking on this crazy set in front of a live audience, seeming to make importance out of nothing. And he did it. I'm telling you, the guy's a master at just being a TV personality. You know what he's like? Back in the old days, there was a guy, Gary Moore. Do you remember Gary Moore?
Oh, my God. Yes,
another guy. Arthur Godfrey was that way. They just knew how to handle themselves on TV. They didn't bring any kind of message
talent,
content talent. They weren't dancers, they weren't singers, they weren't stand-up comics, but they were smooth as glass, and they were great interstitial elements for moving a variety show along. It's a lost art.
Yeah, it really is. Since a lot of those original game show hosts and people that were, remember how NBC Monitor sounded on the weekend, how polished that was in terms of how things were presented, and all the big stars of television were doing that radio, and they all wanted, I remember Ed McMahon said to me, he wanted to do it. They didn't ask him, he asked them. Can I do it?
I think the closest thing we have today to somebody of that ilk is Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I agree with you.
He sort of has that ability to just make the TV seem professional.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into our story list. Speaking of professional, people list, a story list published every week at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, so you can get this. But it doesn't really have the same starch as listening to Michael go through all the work that he and his staff have done. So would you please take it away, sir?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the SpaceX rocket launch, and that's tied with other space-related news. And the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon was this past Tuesday. So that's number 10. At number 9, we have a tie between race relations and police reform. They tend to go together. The Fort Hood murder case back in the news. At number 8. At number 7, the Facebook breakup lawsuit tied with the FireEye hack. At number six, we have the economy and stimulus negotiations. At number five, U.S.-China relations and the Hunter Biden tax investigation. At number four, the Georgia Senate runoff elections. At number three, the Biden transition appointments and nominations. At number two, Trump still claiming election fraud. And the big Texas lawsuit trying to get the Supreme Court to overturn the battleground states. That's a major brouhaha that's currently happening. And at number one, COVID-19, discussion about the vaccines, statistics and projections, and prevention. And those are the stories. Want to go through the people real fast?
Please, yes.
Vanessa Gillian at number 10, Mark Zuckerberg at 9, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Steve Mnuchin at number 8, Hunter Biden at 7, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock at 6, that's the Georgia bunch. Number 5, Susan Rice, Lloyd Austin, and Janet Yellen, that's the nominee bunch. Number 4, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that's the Time Person of the Year bunch. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Ted Cruz, Ken Paxton, and John Eastman, that's the lawsuit bunch. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and number one, we have Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right. So the people list, it's always interesting to see when you look through the list, there are some names that appear there all the time, and then there are other people. I've forgotten why Susan Rice's name came up this week, actually.
She's going to be appointed to a job.
Yeah, well, she's a horror show. I hope she doesn't get appointed to it. There are some people that are really good, like Janet Yellen is on the list as well. She's very well qualified to run the... She was running the Fed. Being Secretary of the Treasury would be a perfect job for her. Seems to be very... And do you think there is an overemphasis, Michael, in women or people who are of color in terms of where they belong on this list? Some people say, yeah, we need a good mix. Other people say, oh, it's too much, you're carrying it too far, yada, yada, yada.
I think that it's an issue that deserves scrutiny. I don't think you should put people in jobs that are not qualified, but if you have people who are qualified, it's good to have a nice mix.
Yes,
and in the best of all worlds, you'll have a good mix and people that are qualified, based on the assumption that there are qualified people in all races, ethnicities, and genders.
I think that's been part of the whole affirmative action thing and how it got out of hand, I think, in a way, earlier on when it was started as a reaction to not having enough people who were qualified, whether it's getting into school, whether it's getting into jobs. And yet you hear Black Lives Matter, and this is the first time I can remember for a while that Black Lives Matter hasn't been on the top 10 story list. But, you know, maybe the police reform and race relations is a way of referencing that, I think. Yeah.
It is. Black Lives Matter is part of the race relations. But yeah, there's been less focus specifically on the organization and what's called the Black Lives Matter movement and just concern about race relations. Mm-hmm. And as far as the police reform, basically our research indicates that most people, Democrats and Republicans, do not want to defund the police. That's a very small...
Defunding is stupid. Reforming is necessary. Defunding is stupid.
Well, we're starting to come to that clarity.
Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, thinking of it sounds great to go out in the street and protest and, we're going to defund the police. What are you going to get? All you're going to get is a complete chaos. Because you got to have some order, law and order, et cetera. But one of the things, as you look at the technology news of the week, I was thinking about this when we talked about Facebook and the breakup lawsuit that's number 7 this week on the story count, and how everybody, we don't even realize, the average person has no clue as to what the people at Facebook know about you as a patron of their business, or what other similar organizations know about you. It just is, maybe people don't want to face it. How much of our lives is predicated on what marketing, somebody laughed earlier and said, they were in the bathroom and they were hollering to their wife about they needed something, and the next thing they know, what they were talking about was on their screen of their Facebook.
Because Siri is eavesdropping.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, where does that...
Well, we have no privacy anymore. So, the problem is a large segment of the population doesn't care about privacy. What have I got to hide? Look at the convenience.
That's not the point. Hello.
Of course, that's not the point. Of course, that's not the point. But you know, how easy or hard is it nowadays to make a point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about your recollections of John Lennon as we continue on here. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. John Lennon's number 10 this week in terms of the story. They're remembering what happened 40 years ago. If you are looking to clean up your act, I have the perfect way for you to literally clean up the act. Navage Nasal Care will clean up your nose. And most people who are aware, who are cognizant of how their body works, knows that especially with the virus now, the virus gets in through your eyes and through your nose. That's how it gets into your body. So if you have a clean nose, you are really a long way along the road to keeping yourself protected. It is a drug-free way of cleansing your sinuses, getting rid of the congestion, that sort of thing. And the product is called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Make yourself get into this pocket of cleanliness. Pretty easy to do. Just go to Navage.com. That's an excellent website to learn about how your nose functions, helps your understanding of your body, and now you'll be twice as likely to have less chance of any of the fall problems, the winter problems. What you're breathing in needs to be scrutinized, and your nose does that, but it catches all that stuff up in there. Sometimes it doesn't catch at all. So if you want to keep your body clean, start by keeping your nose clean. Think about it. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, so why aren't you cleaning your nose? Pretty good question, right?
Yeah.
Check out the... Yeah. It's like Steve Allen. Remember the old days of Steve Allen? Yeah! Yeah! No, it's... Yeah! Yeah, let's go to Navage, all of us together, Navage.com, and get yourself one of these kits and keep your nose clean, Navage.com.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.99. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. My Pillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021, and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in the order. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. All right, is Trump really in denial, or is it showbiz when it comes to all the election fraud conversations, even though we're learning a lot about our election system and how well it works or doesn't? And I think that's a service that we are being provided with all this stuff. But where does it go, Michael?
I think, well, first of all, I think that's a great question, the psychology of Donald Trump. I think it's both. I think he's in denial and it's show business. I think he plays off of his own character quirks and uses it to his advantage.
It's no business like show business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no business, I know. So he'll get into that. I think that's for sure where he's destined to go once January 20th comes around. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move back into the fold here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The overview of the charts in this case for the week of December 7th to the 11th. We get closer to the end of the year. We'll do a big year-end show as we always do. The top items of the year in the last week of the year, but we've still got a few weeks to go. It's Hanukkah this week. I haven't noticed that. I would have thought there'd been more conversation. We get so wrapped up in this other stuff. I think culture is an important thing for us to be discussing. Things that people do with their time. What's important to individual? This stuff is so collective. But what's important to the individual? Don't you think celebrating the holidays is an important thing for people, no matter what their religion? This is an important time of the year to reflect. I guess we're doing a lot of that, though.
Yeah, well, are you saying that people are not celebrating and talking about or reflecting on the holidays? I think the holidays are... I mean, you got to understand, this is not a typical year. This is a crazy year, but I don't see any diminishment in terms of people paying attention to the holidays, do you?
I don't hear a lot of conversation about it on the air, and that sort of was the point of the... Yeah, I think there are people who are kind of into it, but I don't know. Maybe it would be refreshing for us to get off of this treadmill that we're on and get on to something that people would like to talk about. You know, what are you doing? What are the traditions of Hanukkah? What are the traditions? You know, that a lot of people don't know a lot about some other religions other than their own.
And well, so I think it's a very difficult thing to expect people to suddenly be interested in the traditions of Hanukkah when people are dying and there's a vaccine on the horizon. The president is claiming election fraud.
Okay, I get that. I get that, but I just think that it's kind of, I don't know, I find that there's a romanticism. I spent a whole, I don't know, Phil, how much time did I spend on Hanukkah this week? I think I spent a half an hour talking about the history of Hanukkah and where, you know, what happened, what was the reason that it got started, and the fact that most people who don't know much about Jewish tradition think that all the Jewish holidays are very serious and somber, when in fact Hanukkah is quite a celebratory. You know, there's nine candles and stuff, right? Isn't that, you know?
The problem with Hanukkah is that the commercial aspects of both Christmas and Hanukkah have tended to turn Hanukkah into the Jewish Christmas, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It has nothing to do with
no.
It just happens to be
happens
at the same
time
of year.
Yeah,
but,
right.
And it goes back to a time when the big ethnic divide in the United States was Christians and Jews. Now Christians and Jews are like the same block because there's suddenly an awareness of Muslims and there's awareness of Eastern religion. And, you know, the world that you and I grew up in, it was like you're either a Christian or a Jew. Yeah. And everything else was sort of like, you know, it wasn't... Right. Given
who,
any attention.
Who cared? Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now you hear the term Judeo-Christian a lot because you suddenly realize that the Jews and the Christians have tremendous amount in common. What is that? Have a tremendous... It isn't on my end.
Maybe it is.
Nope, it's not on my end.
Yeah. Well, it must be on my end. It is on your end. I think it is on your end. Yes. All right. Hold on.
Well, answer the damn thing. Answer it.
Maybe it is.
Hello? We got a caller. Hey, we got a caller.
Right, you're on the air.
You know what? I think the election is a fraud. I think the election is a fraud. I don't want to hear about Hanukkah. I want to hear about the election.
Have you done any talk radio this week? Have you done any hosting of any programs this week?
I have not hosted any programs this week. I guessed a lot, but I have not hosted a program this week, thank goodness.
So when you guessed it, what are the questions that are coming to you? Is it the same kind of
stuff? What are we going to do about the fact that the election is a fraud?
What do you know about that? Why would they ask you that question?
Because you're on the radio, and the radio knows everything.
That's a great place to advertise cars. Yes, okay, I got it. Yeah. Meanwhile, the lawsuits, the election fraud stuff, I do think that's worth some of our time. We'll get to it in a few moments here as we go away for a bit, but we'll be back with the second half hour of the countdown right after this.
Get wet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whether you go into a baby pool or an Olympic diving pool, you'll get wet. Sure, one's deeper than the other, but if you go underwater in both, you'll get equally wet. Seasoned meditators can go deep into stillness during meditation. They can experience profound depth in the presence of their practice. But even the most novice of meditators can experience stillness and presence. A still body is a still mind, is the teaching that even if you can't clear your thoughts, which isn't what meditation is about anyway, the more still you sit, the more quiet your mind will become. Whether you experience stillness for a moment or significantly longer, stillness is stillness, just the way being wet is being wet. For more about meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See clause and letter, license in all 50 states, and LLS consumer access.org, number 53.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A taped phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Saturday is making its way through the news cycle this morning. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Georgia Senate runoff elections is Tuesday.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died of a heart infection Sunday at 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A serious and consequential look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is the experience we have every week. We try to have a good time with it as well. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the whole gamut of things, story behind the story of a lot of great hosts. Who's the Michael Harrison interview this week, by the way?
Interview is a very, very dynamic young woman, a millennial who's beginning a great talk radio career. Her name is Grace Curley. And she's beginning her show on WRKO in January. And for years, she's been quite well known in New England as the co-host and executive producer of the Howie Carr Show. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to be out under the spotlight herself, and she's quite good. It's a nice conversation.
Yeah, it is. And a little inside radio. She's replacing somebody else who was associated with Howie Carr for a long time. He went on the air as Virgin Boy. Remember him? He was the one that was in that position.
Howie Carr has had an enormous impact on WRKO in Boston, and he's had an enormous impact on New England radio.
Yes, he
and,
has.
He's I have often said if New England were one state, he'd probably be elected governor.
There you go. And you know who he came to for his, he was a columnist with the Boston Herald, and still is. But when he was a young kid, I was running WEEI in Boston, and he came to me and said, you ought to do a talk host, and I want to be the host. You ought to do a talk program on EEI. It was the all-news station in Boston at the time. And
oh, you should have hired him.
When Pat, yeah, I should have hired him. You're right about that. There's a lot of shoulda, couldas, and wouldas involved in that. But the station owners wanted to keep it pure, all news. Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, enough of that stuff. That's
and now look at what's called all news today. It's all views.
It is, right. News and views. Yeah. Number two this week is the claim that there is election fraud. Number two, the only thing that precedes it or that's more important, according to the research that you've done, is the COVID situation. So what is the story with the lawsuits? What do you think? I mean, they've pretty much all melted away now, haven't they?
There's one more really big one going on. 17 states' attorneys general.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay, well, I guess we better do a good commercial now while we figure out where Michael has gone. The Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue after I remind you how to get healthy the right way. For years now, I've been talking about why it is important for you to choose something healthy in order to be healthy. And Calitrin is the healthiest way to lose weight that there is in existence, not only in our country, but anywhere around the world. So if you would like to become an independent thinker and make your body what you would like it to be, both men and women, by the way, families get on board to lose weight the natural way. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, and you get fast shipping. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you put in when you are checking out after you've decided whether you want to buy a 3-month or 4-month or 10-month or whatever it is, you get twice as many. So you buy 10 months worth of Calitrin, you'll get 20 months worth of product. Help out yourself and everybody in your family. The one thing about this that I find most comforting is that the clinical studies that were independent, not paid for by Calitrin, prove that it works. 86% success rate. The results, higher metabolism, weight loss, side benefits that include improved joint flexibility, the better sleep you get with this stuff. I take 4 capsules every night before I go to bed, and the awesome benefits are so, it's very obvious what's going on with me and my body, and it'll be obvious with you. 45-day money-back guarantee. If you haven't started to lose weight in 45 days, they give you your money back. So go to toploss.com. Get in on it now before you gain more weight as you get into the end of the year. Start now. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin does. It keeps it off. You stay on the program. Healthy weight loss, super program, super people to deal with. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need.
We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Well, Michael went someplace into the great ethos beyond, so now we pick up the pieces. We were talking about the election fraud, and I know you probably went on.
I worked so hard.
I know.
I worked so hard explaining it, and then I found out I wasn't on the air. You know, you don't know you're not on the air because you actually still see yourself.
I didn't disappear. No.
You're still in. Oh, my God. So basically, the latest wrinkle in this ongoing fraud claim is that Texas, the attorney general there, has petitioned the Supreme Court, backed up by 17 other attorneys general, all Republicans, to get the Supreme Court to throw out the results of the four battleground states and turn the election around in the favor of Donald Trump based on allegations that there's fraud, which, of course, every court thus far has rejected as being baseless. So that's the story, and that's like the last hurrah. But it's still happening, you know, it's still going on. So the story, the Trump denial of Biden's victory, his loss, and his claim of election fraud continues at least through this week into this weekend.
What do you think the inaugural day is going to be like when they switch off, the two of them?
That's a question that I can't answer. That's a quest. That's the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that there's a lot of possibilities. Trump will either just be very quiet and it'll happen. Trump will go along with it and change his tune. Or Trump will try to create a competing event for television ratings, which I think would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would be. Got to bring people together. I thought it was interesting. Biden this week was griping about how people need to get together. He wants to move ahead on police reform, but he said you can't do it by executive order, which I think is pretty sage when you get down to it. You can't just mandate it. You got to get people to work together. You got to understand differences, and I think it's been one of the things that's been by fiat the last 4 years, and it hasn't, you know, it worked in some circumstances, but not in every circumstance. You just can't legislate how people think about themselves and what they think about other people, right?
And also, it's very local in nature. You know, you don't want to have a national, you know, police army. That would be very dangerous. But the word that I get is, and this is out there in reliable sources, that Biden has been privately telling people on the left side of his party, you know, tone it down a little bit about this police defunding and this police reform. It's not something people want to hear, and it's going to kill us. You see, this goes back to what I said before about Biden being a pragmatic politician. You can't hold him accountable for things he did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because he's going to change. He's going to go with what he thinks will work in terms of the politics of it. Hey, he unless, of course, you don't believe it, but Biden got more votes for president than anybody in the history of this country. Yeah. You know, Trump's going around saying, I got more votes than any incumbent president. And it's true.
What he's not saying
is that Biden got more votes than anybody.
Than he did. Yeah, right, exactly.
There was a huge turnout.
Yeah.
You know?
There's some audio excerpts that have been posted on this civil rights meeting that he had this week. And he basically is saying the same thing to them as he's saying, you know, calm down, you guys. You can't have everything your own way overnight. You can't disrupt the apple cart. You better use your head or you'll lose whatever gains you've gotten, which I think also pretty sage advice. Police reform is necessary. Listen, public service, the reform of schools and how the system works in general, what we're paying for, all that needs to go through a reformation. We really have a problem in this country, and I guess we haven't, you know, you look around the world, it's the same sort of thing. A lack of respect for authority because authority has been abusive. Now, you're certainly making an argument for that here in this neck of the woods. Right,
and that's the sensitive relationship between the power of government and the authority of the governed
to be governed.
Yeah.
And this is not something that comes naturally. This is not something ever to be taken for granted. And you can't turn a big ship around too quickly without it capsizing. This is something people have to learn, that maintaining stability is equally important as advancing forward and engaging reform. You can't do it too quickly. You can't do it haphazardly. And you can't replace one bad idea with another bad idea just because it's different. And maybe we'll come to that understanding that it's a very, very delicate balance to run an enterprise as big and as complicated as the United States. And we've got to stop acting like babies, and we've got to stop acting stupid.
Yeah. Yep. What do you remember about John Lennon? What sticks in your mind as to his accomplishments, as to what happened 40 years ago? That's one of the items on the list this week, the 40th anniversary of his being murdered. So what do you, there have been a lot of documentaries on television, books written, you know, the whole thing. What's your carry away?
I think he was a member of the Beatles, if I recall. And, I mean, what can be said about John Lennon other than when it comes to popular culture of the 20th century, he was one of the most influential, unique, original, identifiable, interesting, colorful, quirky icons in all of popular music and popular culture. He's up there. His influence on our culture is profound, and he's so unique. His voice, his guitar playing, his attitude, his personal life, so unique that it's hard to see him objectively for those of us who know him well. So that's my view of him. One of the things I think that apply to today is just listen to the words of the song Revolution, and you realize that even though he was a lefty, he was a liberal, he had the biggest resistance and problems, not just from the right, but from people further to the left than he is or was. And that's similar to what we've just been discussing about Biden. So there's a lot to be learned about modern-day politics by looking at the history and the story of John Lennon.
I don't think Joe Biden is going to mimic Barack Obama. I think he's got a lot of the same people coming back around, but I don't think his point of view is the same as Obama's. And people who keep saying it's going to be Obama all over again.
I agree.
I don't see that.
I don't see it either. First of all, 4 years have passed. Biden is his own man. He wants to be his own man. And Biden is, 78 years old. He's not looking to play politics and be dirty or do things or be careful. At this point in his life, he'd love to have a good legacy. I'm sure of that. Regardless of, Hunter Biden and China and all that crap that you can dig up on any politician.
Yep, they're all getting dirt, plenty of it all the way around.
And if we're going to spend all our time digging up dirt, we're going to have a dump truck.
We're going to be stuck in the same place we are right now. Do you know when you're going to get your vaccine, or are you going to get a vaccine, a shot?
I'll get a vaccine as soon as I can. I believe that that's the way to go.
You do. I talked to somebody yesterday about a flu shot. I said, what happens, because I've never had a flu shot. What happens when you get a flu shot? She says, your arm will ache for a while, and that's it. I said, what's going to happen when you get the COVID shot? She said, it depends on what you get. If you get Moderna, you'll have a different impact than what you get from Pfizer. Pfizer is going to make you sick for a day or two. Not clear that that's what's going to happen with Moderna. And then people say, well, can I have a choice? Here where I am in New England, Moderna is headquartered in my hometown, so I'm sure I'm going to get access to that first. But I think I will get a shot, frankly, and I'm not much on shots or vaccines, but I think it makes sense to do that. So,
well, we all have to stop living the way we are because it's making us crazy.
Crazy. You're right. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for stage for a big year next year. The world and phone sales sort of screeched to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology, the Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans. according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this, of how the Chinese are exploiting their our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. Let's see. There is, at the heart of all of these allegations, claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. And nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join, along with many other states, California's request to be added, makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance has left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to Internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. They're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the Internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese? The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.